So we're just out here today on this beautiful, glorious day lifting up King Jesus. Most Americans have a Sunday faith. Most Americans have a Jesus, Sunday Jesus faith. They don't have the biblical Savior. They're not walking in holiness and righteousness and truth. They're living after the ways of the culture. They're following their flesh. People will go out of their way to visit the Spam Museum. We just drove through this town. Thought we'd fly gospel signs on the way to our weekend preach. We didn't even know the Spam Museum was here. And so we're standing outside of it, walking up and down the street, preaching the gospel. But many people will plan vacations to go boating, fishing, hunting, Las Vegas. They'll go to all types of events. They'll even come and see the Spam Museum. But are people planning their eternal salvation? The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end leads to death. Your way, living like the culture. Your way, living by the flesh. Your way, living after false Sunday churchianity, Saturday churchianity, whatever churchianity you follow today, they're all made of man, is going to lead to your death. But if you'll lose this life, Matthew 10, through faith in the perfect work of Jesus Christ, and repent, change your mind, change your way. Did you wake up to follow Jesus today? If you didn't wake up to follow Jesus today, you're lost and headed for the wrath of God. Repent, neighbor, and turn. Come to yourself like the prodigal son. Realize that you went your own way and you went out and spent your energy, your time, your resources that God gave you, like the prodigal son the father gave him, and you ended up in sin, eating with the pigs, lowest of the low. But if you'll be willing to lift up Christ and follow him and seek him, you have the hope of eternal life to come. You have a chance to find new life. You have a chance to seek the kingdom of God because of what he's done. But if you live your own way, neighbor, if you follow the pattern of this world, Satan has designed the world to deceive you. The culture of distraction, sports, entertainment, politics, fashion, pride, vanity, churchianity. Satan has designed many things to distract all people. He has a flavor for everyone. What flavor are you seeking? What way are you living after? Have you come to yourself as a prodigal and come back to the Father and ask for forgiveness? But guess what? Forgiveness doesn't come just with your lips. Forgiveness comes with action. Notice the prodigal said, I'll go back to my Father and humbly I'll just be a servant. Unless you're going to be humble and willing to submit yourself to God and know your sin and your false ways, you have no hope of eternal life. We're lifting up the biblical gospel. The pastors and the priests aren't telling you the truth, neighbors. There's a narrow path to eternal life. Broad is the road to destruction. Are you on the narrow path or are you on this broad road? Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. You're going to love one, you're going to hate the other. Are you serving two masters? Your flesh, the culture, and maybe a Sunday Jesus. Your religious church system is rooted in lies. Who's the father of lies? Let's talk about that. Jesus tells the Pharisees, as people walk by me here on the sidewalk, don't care about the truth, don't want the truth. Don't acknowledge the truth. Don't show love for us. We're here to show love for them. All because of Christ, not because we are good, but because Christ in us is good. Jesus told the Pharisees in John 8, you can't hear me. You have eyes not to see, ears not to hear. Why? Because your father is Satan. And he was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. He's the father of lies. And that's what pastors and priests are doing today. They're lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. They're more interested in programs, coffee bars, ear-tickling sermons, putting on picnics and parades that please the masses, but not pleasing the Heavenly Father in spirit and in truth. They don't tell you the cost to follow Jesus. It costs everything to follow Jesus Christ. Eternal life is a free gift. Ephesians 2 tells us, we're saved by grace through faith, not of works. What does that mean, not of works? Does that mean we have no works to do because we're part of Christ? No. It means we're not working Torah law anymore. It means your righteousness is found in Christ, but God requires that you live a righteous life as well. 2 Corinthians 5:21, he who knew no sin, Jesus, became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. So we need his perfect righteousness. We're not working our way to heaven. Impossible. We can't work our way to heaven. But the righteousness of Christ is given to those who seek him and repent. And when he sees someone that's willing to obey because of his death, burial, and resurrection, God grants the Holy Spirit, Acts 5, which gives you the power, the grace to live out holiness and obedience. Hebrews 12, without holiness, no one will see God. And then the Bible says you must endure. Jesus taught it. Matthew 24, Matthew 10, Paul taught it. Colossians 1, 1 Corinthians 15, many, many, many places. America and false religion is awash with easy believism. Raise your hand, one and done. Once saved, always saved. Eternal security. All rooted in Satan. All rooted in Calvinism and false doctrines. All rooted in doctrines of demons. Are you willing to repent and lose your life to find Jesus Christ in spirit and truth? Test yourself today, neighbors. Open the Holy Scriptures and seek that which is good, pure, true, worthy, noble. Not that which is temporal and corruptible. Seek that which is incorruptible. Take a gospel card, ma'am. Take a gospel card, and we love our neighbor. We encourage you to test yourself and go much deeper than the culture and the church systems are teaching you to go today. The church systems are lying to you. They teach a bunch of man-made traditions. And my wife would love to talk to you. You're a woman. Maybe you want to talk to another woman. Sure. She'd love to talk to you.
He's another believer.
Okay, well, maybe why don't we trade? He can come talk to me. You can go talk to her. How's that? Tell him to come over here by me. Thank you, ma'am. Two seekers came up, a man talking to Sister Raman, me talking to a woman. We're going to trade places. We're going to send him over here. Let's see how it goes.